So the Ideal Cove Trail is completed. Can you tell us what it looks like?
Yeah, it's real similar to a lot of the construction types that we've been using recently, like the Raven's Roost Trail. You'll see aggregate surfacing, gravel walkway type thing, and then boardwalk, concrete steps, some rest areas with some stone benches, things like that. We've been out there working with the contractor and seeing how that progress has been going. And he started in mid-April, and he just got done about 2 weeks ago. The contractor has done work for us before over at Cascade Creek. He was part of the Raven Trail contract. And now this one, and he's based out of Ketchikan. And we're really happy with the work that he did, and he's really good to work with. It was a good collaborative project. And, of course, it was a lot of people on the Forest Service side, too. It took a lot to get this thing going and get it completed.
Who is the contractor?
The guy's name is John Swada. It's Alaska Clearing is the name of his company.
Any additional work that you're expecting in that Three Lakes Trail Network?
Yes, we're replacing the bridge at Hill Lake, and so that's sort of a separate contract that's on a different timeline.
Is that the bridge? It's kind of a big bridge, and you can sit on it. You can look at the little fish swimming around.
Yeah, it's the bridge that is the junction between Ideal Cove, Hill Lake Trail, and Crane Lake Trail. Yeah, we're going to replace that bridge. We're going to reposition it in a better location, just slightly upstream. And a slightly different height. So another funded project would be improvements to the Crane Lake Trail, but just from the elevated boardwalk down to the dock, and then continuing to replace the boardwalk at the Hill Lake Trail.
And the funding came from where?
The Great American Outdoor Act. So 2 years ago, they started this initiative of funding all these projects in hopes to reducing large deferred maintenance costs. There's a lot of deferred maintenance that we're struggling to keep up with. Fortunately, we had some stuff ready for Ideal Cove, and we were able to put that in, and it got approved. The initial funding for the Ideal Cove Trail to do survey and design came from outfitter and guide fees. So, you know, cruise ships and outfitter and guides take people on that trail system, including Ideal Cove, and when they pay a fee to the Forest Service to have that service, a portion of that goes into a pot. And so we were able to use a portion of that pot of money to do survey and design, which we completed in 2017. And so then it just kind of sat on the shelf waiting for funding like this to come through.
I'm also curious if you have other stuff in the works.
Oh, yes, there's lots of things going on. There's a number of Outdoor Act projects that we have going that are slated and sort of on a schedule and that are upcoming in the next couple of years. And then we just put some submissions in for the infrastructure package for new cabins and shelters and things like that. So that's the long-term stuff. We're not going to get an answer from the Washington office for a while on that stuff. But
you had mentioned that you had been out the road.
Yeah, we were working on that. There was a blowdown at the Omer Creek Trail over the winter in December, and we finally got that all over, kind of cleared it out from all the trees, and then there's a couple of holes in the trail, and we filled those up.